This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Cam Hayward of the Pittsburgh Steelers gone out there after Aaron Rodgers is doing what Aaron Rodgers does and taking his time to make a decision was like, either be a Steeler or don't.
Right.
And look, and I get it. Like, we need to figure some stuff out. So if you're going to be here. If not, whatever. And DK Metcalf kind of echoed the same sentiments. Well, Cam Hayward has corrected that and even says, well, this is on Good Morning Football this morning. He said that statement was misconstrued. I was asked a question, would you go to the lengths of going to a darkness retreat to recruit Aaron Rodgers? I said, I'm not doing that. The pitch is, if you want to be a Steeler, be a Steeler. That's all it was. It wasn't that I don't like Aaron Rodgers or I'm against it. It's very convenient that this statement comes out and he makes this appearance on Good Morning Football 12 hours after Russell Wilson signs
right
with the New York Giants, and all of a sudden the Steelers are like, ah, crap, we literally have no options. Now he says, when I look at our team right now, it'd be really cool to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers. But I can't be the guy who gets it over the finish line. He's got to make those decisions for himself. I'm excited to see what happens.
I wish Cam would have just doubled down. I wish he would have just doubled down and been like, because Cam seems like a no-nonsense kind of a guy.
Oh, no way.
And at
this point, the son of Ironhead Hayward is a no-nonsense guy?
He's the ultimate Steeler through and through. And at this point, everything that Aaron Rodgers does is the ultimate don't look at me, look at me thing, mm-hmm. right? And I'm over it, and I know Cam Hayward's over it, and I know most sane people are over it.
But the front office or somebody in player personnel just said, hey, Cam, gonna need you to be nice.
Yep. Well, that's essentially what is happening here because everybody else has signed.
Yep. And they don't want Mason Rudolph.
No. No, and you shouldn't because no. You've already done it with Mason Rudolph.
We have Mason Rudolph at home.
But this idea.
What about Skylar Thompson?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, hey, you could always draft Jackson Dart. Is that bad of an option?
No, but I think it.
I don't think they would.
No, I think the fear there is that he's Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Another big. Like, look, Mason Rudolph fits a particular profile.
I'd
big,
almost rather have.
Strong armed.
Yeah, at least you don't have to deal with the sideshow that is Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
You know, and maybe that's more of a. I just don't like Aaron Rodgers' personality.
No, it's fine.
Just like his family. But maybe that's. Maybe that's the better road to go down. But I was listening on the drive in to some different podcasts and some different football stuff, and it came up the conversation of if you're Aaron Rodgers and you go to the Steelers and you fail, Does it take everything away?
Yeah, because, I mean, you look at the Jets and the S show that they were.
And what he helped create. Because they went from
the organizational structure with the Steelers is as sound as it gets. And so if you go there and you fail, and you've got DK, and you've got Pickens, and you've got a good offensive line, good enough offensive
line. They're getting better, and they're young, so they're only going to keep improving.
And you certainly have a good defense.
Yep.
And you've got a coach. It's not a...
He never loses. Literally never loses.
Yeah, he does not have a losing season in his career. Was it 15 or 16?
No, I think it's closer to 17 or 18.
Okay, so again... A decade and a half plus of not having a losing season. Mm-hmm. Like, so if you go there and barring an injury, but you, let's say you play, let's be nice, let's say 16 of 17 games, 15 of 17 games, right. And you're just not good, then it's on you.
Well, it's been on him. That's the thing.
Well, but no, but like, there's no excuse. Like, there's some weapons there. There's some stuff to work with. You've got a good tight end.
You know what
I mean? Right. Aaron loves himself a good tight end.
But again, remember, he went to New York, because they were a quarterback away. You can't tell me now that all of a sudden, because it didn't work, they were, I guess they were actually more than a quarterback away.
Well, I mean, the offensive line was the question, and obviously we saw it four snaps into his first year.
See, but again, Mekhi Becton was drafted to play offensive line and be the left tackle there, and he couldn't work, and they couldn't make it work for him, but as soon as he gets to Philly, he becomes a top-notch guy. Now, I understand that they bumped him inside.
And the rest of that line.
I understand that. But they still made it work with it.
Sure.
Right? So,
but that's also, Philly not only has the best offensive line between them and the Lions, they probably have the best offensive line coach and developer, too.
Which is fair. So maybe the team was further than a quarterback away, but at the same time, he was supposed to be the savior.
Sure.
He's supposed to come in. And
but
the best
it's
part,
also the excuse of, you do have the excuse of, it's the Jets. They
yeah.
have not been functional under Woody Johnson.
Well, that's because he's got brick running the team.
You understand what I'm saying, though?
Like, I do, 100%.
Whereas the Steelers, ownership, general manager, coach, all the way on down.
Yep.
It is an organization that you out and out trust. Now, have they been the best team in football? No. But have they had issues as far as consistency? Hell no. They're the most
consistent
franchise in football.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And
if you don't go in and at least meet that bar... It is on him.
That's why I'm so surprised that they're even considering this as an option. I mean, one, it shows you what they thought of Fields. It shows you what they thought of Russ. Because there was a time a month ago where we're like, well, they're going to get one of those two back.
Well, I mean.
Now they got neither.
Yeah, and Cam Hayward was a big part of the push to bring Russell Wilson in. So this whole like, well, Cam Hayward doesn't usually do this. Like, no, he quite literally did this for Russell Wilson.
Well, he's smart about doing things more behind the scenes. Then he was like this one got out. It got aggregated. Everyone saw it on Twitter. Cam's, he's more of a quieter behind the scenes guy.
Well, he was very vocal in the Russell Wilson stuff though.
It didn't get aggregated like this.
It did though. That's what I'm saying. Like he did pop up in that. And he campaigned for him publicly. And that's why I think you're getting this statement now. This is again from Cam Hayward. What I would say to him, Rogers, if you come to the Steelers, the goal is to win. We haven't had the success we want, but the goal is still in mind to raise Lombardi and bring the seventh one to Pittsburgh. We don't really care about the glitz and glam of New York, but the focus on the good, hard football, competing every day, challenging each other, and we've got to go from there. So that seems like Cam saying, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry.
Yeah. And
I mean, it's not a bad thing. I just find it funny that Cam is very, very clearly being pushed out to be like, hey, yes, we need you to massage the messaging here a little bit because we need some help landing Aaron.
And he's a little salty about it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers literally took Saturday to go there, talk to the organization, talk to the coaches, talk to the front office for 6 hours. And then he left. And now he's still doing the whole song and dance of like, oh, I don't know if I will. I don't know if I won't.
Yeah.
Aaron knows.
Yeah.
You know at this point.
Yeah.
You know he's whether you want to play or not play.
Yeah, he's dragging out. It is what
but
it is.
You want to be the center of attention. So he's going to wait until it's the most opportune time for him to be the center of attention. And then he'll make his decision. And I'm over it. Aaron Rodgers.
Trust me, I get it.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.